And welcome back in, Game Day, SportsRadio.com. Boji Wood with you on the Morning Blitz, brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Firehouse Subs, over 1,000 locations nationwide. Firehouse Subs, the hero of all subs. As we get into the 9 o'clock hour here, I want to thank David Rocker for being with us last segment. Later on in this hour, Yogi Roth, Pac-12 Network analyst, former Pitt Panther, former assistant coach USC with Pete Carroll, all those great national championship teams they had back about 10, 15 years ago. We're going to be talking specifically about the Apple Cup with Washington, Washington State. That's a Friday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 local kick out there in Pullman, Washington at Martin Stadium on the campus of Washington State. And listen, folks, I know that we're based here in the South, and I'm a big fan of Gardner Minshew, the second or junior, whichever one you want to call him, but the stash man. This cat's thrown for over 4,300 yards and 36 touchdowns. And we're getting calls in saying, well, you know, yeah, but he's not playing against Southeastern Conference defenses. Folks, let me tell you something. It's tough to go out in the yard on air for 6 weeks and throw for 4,300 yards. This cat's done it, and, you know, you're not giving this guy respect. This guy deserves respect. I'm not saying he's the best quarterback in the nation right now, but I guarantee you, I wouldn't mind going to war with this cat any day of the week. And, again, Yogi Roth, we're going to talk about that a little bit later on. As promised in the last segment, we're going to open up the phone lines, and, of course, we have. And as I was sitting here looking at the queue, saw a couple of guys had called in that I know, and doesn't surprise me. They're probably calling in to give me a hard time about something. A couple of childhood friends, Robbie Harris and Mike Logan. I told Marcus, I said, Marcus, we got to queue these guys up to get them on together, and I think we've been able to do that. And they should be with us right now. Robbie Harris, are you there?
I'm here, Boji. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. Mike Logan, are you there?
I am, Boji.
Okay, well, you know, probably the best thing for me to do for, you know, Robbie is an avid Alabama fan. Mike is an avid Auburn fan. The best thing for me to do, probably just throw these two guys in the ring and just get out of the way and listen. But, hey, in all seriousness, though, you know, this Iron Bowl, when you look at it, and Robbie, I'll throw this to you first. And I will have to say, Robbie, you're a great poor mouther for Alabama. Young be up 50 points, and you're going to find something to gripe about. And I understand that from a coaching standpoint. But, listen, this Alabama football team, man, they're pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at them, you know, on paper, it shouldn't be much of a contest, but we're playing Auburn. You know, as they say, you throw all the records out the books. The only thing we got really going for us is we're playing at Bryant Denny. That place down there on the plains, I despise that place. They got magic down there. I don't know what it is, but I do feel real good about our chances. If we can just stay healthy, hope Damian Harris, hope he comes, gets over his little mild concussion, but I think we'll do fine.
All right, Mike, now, you know, you and I have talked before this season. You've called in before. We've talked about it. That lack of offensive identity just frustrates you down on the plains. You know, do you think, again, they scored 53 against Liberty, but, again, that's Liberty. Do you think this offense can move the football on Alabama's defense?
No, I don't. If Auburn have a chance in the game, Alabama's going to have to help us. And we've got to get after Tua. But, no, to answer your question, Auburn has not found no offensive identity all year. We've not been able to run the football. And I think it's going to be a long Saturday afternoon for the Auburn Tigers, just to be honest with you.
Well, now, am I going to take that to say that you're going to –
I'm hoping so.
Am I taking that to say, Mike, you're going to stay in the house all day Saturday and pull the blinds down, lock all the doors, and take all the phones off the hook and just suffer through it?
Oh, no, I'm not that bad. I'm a good sport. You know, Robbie, go back and forth our time. We friends first. And
always friends first.
It's just a ball game. And, you know, somebody's got to win, somebody's got to lose, you know. That's kind of the way I look at it.
Now, guys,
we keep it clean.
All right, guys, and we're gonna get back to the Iron Bowl real quick, and of course that's a 3:30 kick on Saturday, on CBS. But I don't know if you guys were able to hear the opening as we came in. I don't know how Marcus had you queued up there, but we're going to talk about the Apple Cup a little bit later on this segment with Yogi Roth later on this hour. And listen, we've had calls this week. People saying Gardner Minshew couldn't play in the Southeastern Conference. You know, I don't know if you guys watch Washington State. This cat's for real. You know, and I'm not saying that Washington State – Gardner Minshew, the quarterback at Washington State. And, again, I'm not saying, you know, that he should be, you know, the Heisman Trophy winner or anything else, but this guy deserves respect for what he's done out there at Washington State this year.
I know I watched him some Saturday night, and I think this cat, he had like 350 yards the first half.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he definitely could play in the SEC, given he had a good offensive line.
Well, Mike, let me ask you this. Now, of course, word on the street is that Jarrett Stidham's playing his last game at our last regular season game in the Iron Bowl on Saturday. And then he'll play in the bowl game, and then he's going to go and declare for the NFL draft. One of the interesting side bits is that Kelly Bryant, the quarterback that walked away from Clemson, he's going to be on an official visit with Auburn, and I guess he's going to be able to go to the game, but I guess he's going to campus, and then on his own will have to go to the game. I don't know. But they're saying he's going to take an official visit to Auburn. He's canceled a Miami visit. He's going to take an official visit to Auburn. Now, my impression that he was going to be, that he was going to be at the game. Maybe he won't be, because I know NCAA won't let you take recruits on away games to official visits, but they can travel on their own, get their own ticket and so forth. But do you, have you heard anything about this? You've got your ear to the ground down at Auburn. Is this Jarrett Stidham's last go-around here at Auburn?
I believe it is. And I believe what was telling about it is when Bryant canceled his visit to Miami. I think that's what his hang-up was. Maybe it's going to – you hear about Arkansas and other places, and I don't think they've got the receivers and the depth of some of the playmakers that Auburn's got. And I think it'd be a good fit. I think whenever he canceled that visit, he knows that Stedham's not coming back.
All right, Robbie, what's your parting words there for your friend Mike Logan, an Auburn fan there?
Mike, I hope you have a long, long, long Saturday. I wish you well, though. But I'm just hoping for the best. Nobody gets hurt. We definitely don't need any injuries, because we've got the whole season to play for. And of course, y'all got bragging rights. So I look for a good game, buddy.
What about you, Mike?
Hey, I'm afraid it's gonna be a long day. I hope I'm surprised. Win or lose, I holler War Eagle. I always will. I always do.
He'll light my Facebook up all day long. I promise.
Hey, Boji, I'm an agitator.
That's right. Hey, listen,
I call him my washing machine, because he sure agitates.
I was going to say, and I'll go ahead and send him we've got these big spoons over here in the studio that we send to pot stirrers. We'll go ahead and send Mike one, too. What about that, Robbie?
Yeah, he definitely keeps it stirred up, buddy.
All right.
I love my Mikey, though.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, I'll be good fun.
No doubt about it. Listen, I appreciate you guys always knowing y'all. Dang, I hate to think about how long I've known y'all now, sitting here at 57 years old. But
again, a long time, Boji.
Again, a lot of great childhood memories with you guys playing ball and stuff like that and hanging out. And, hey, listen, best of luck to Alabama. Best of luck to Auburn. Let's just have a great football game on Saturday.
Sounds great. Roll Tide. I've enjoyed it, Boji.
Thank you.
Too,
yeah, well, War Eagle, win or lose, I pull from Auburn Tigers, and I want both of y'all to have a blessed Thanksgiving.
No doubt about it. Thank you, guys. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. GameDaySportsRadio.com. We'll be talking with Yogi Roth, Pac-12 football.